You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, our new Miss America, Nia Franklin. How are you, Nia?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How does that sound to
you? It sounds good. I'm starting to get used to it.
Right? That's nice. That's a fun little title right there. Yeah. And once you're Miss America, they can never take it away from you, right?
No.
That's what's cool. So you're being called Miss America 2.0. What does that mean to you, and why did they change it up?
2.0 is a new era for Miss America. We are approaching our 100th year of being an organization. And so I think it was important that we kind of rebrand a little bit and just make people more aware of what the program is all about and refocus what it symbolizes, which really at the end of the day is scholarship. This is the largest provider of scholarships to young women. And it's also a program and an organization that really focuses on helping young women reach their professional goals.
Yeah, I'm very aware of that. I've had the honor of hosting Miss America a couple times, and I love the fact that you have to have a certain GPA and a certain talent, right, to represent, and obviously be able to be quick on your feet with the interview portion. They took away swimsuit, didn't they?
Swimsuit's not here. This was the first year.
How'd you feel about that?
I was a little upset at first, I must say, just because I am in Miss New York. I was fortunate enough to be the lifestyle and fitness winner.
There you go. Yeah, because you look like you could rock a swimsuit.
Thank you. So, yeah, I was a little disappointed because my thought process was, well, if I go to Miss America, swimsuit will be a really good phase for me. I think I'll do well.
Right.
But honestly, once I was there and reflecting on it, and especially, and even now as Miss America, I'm actually really happy that we have decided to forego the swimsuit because, A, that week was so much more fun not having to worry about
You don't have to count calories and stuff. Right.
So much more fun to just relax and enjoy all the company of the women from around the country.
Right.
And now as Miss America, I really feel like people are going to take what I do a little more seriously. And there are so many people that have reached out to me. Even Sway on the radio yesterday or the day before yesterday, he didn't really like swimsuit. He thought it was a little degrading. Huh. And I don't think it's degrading personally, but I can see how people would think that. And so I'm excited to just have this new era and really be the face of it and let people think about, things other than just what I look like in a swimsuit.
See, but I agree with you. I didn't think it was degrading. I thought, on the contrary, I thought it showed that fitness was a priority.
Definitely.
And you're able to show that it's a priority along with being smart.
Definitely.
And having a talent and all that. So, it really showed a well-rounded woman, right?
Right. Well, the thing is, I know Miss America is a job. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week job for 365 days. And I've never been on an interview before in life where they make me try on a swimsuit. And so I really think it was good that they did away with it. But also, I do want to say that during my year as Miss America, fitness isn't going to go anywhere for me. I was a track. I was an athlete in high school, and I've always been really connected to my personal fitness. And that's not going to change while I'm Miss America. So I still want young boys and girls out there to know that it's important.
Good for you. Good for you. And you're also a singer, right? You're a classically trained opera singer.
Trained opera singer, songwriter.
What did you sing for your
portion? Quando Me Vo from La Boheme by Puccini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my talent.
Were you nervous?
I was a little nervous just because this is the largest audience at that point that I had performed in front of,
right.
And then you factor in national television on top of that. And Randy Jackson was a judge who can be pretty, can have some harsh critique sometimes. So I was a little nervous about that.
You could have been like, I'm not feeling it, dog.
Exactly. It's a no for me, right?
That's a no for me, dog.
So I was a little nervous, but at that point it was like, what can I do? I know I've practiced, I've rehearsed, I've been waiting for this moment in mind for the last 4 years. This has been a goal of mine. So I just went for it.
Good for you. Well, it worked out. And and your platform is advocating for the arts. So what do you hope to accomplish over the next year in that area?
Yeah, I really want to make sure that every student in our country, if before, my time is up, and even after, I want every student in this country to have access to a well-rounded education, and that includes the arts. And there are so many schools in New York and even where I'm from in North Carolina, so many schools that just don't have the funding because of their demographic and at the location of their school. And it's really saddening and disheartening. And so I've actually been able to go into schools even before Miss New York and Miss America, where I work with students and help them have music in their classes.
Yeah, no, the arts
schools just can't afford it.
No, you're right.
Yeah, Artist Corps, which is under AmeriCorps, is a program that I was involved in. throughout grad school. And it really can, it really makes a difference to have people come in and kind of volunteer their time to make sure these students are having some type of access to the arts.
I think it's incredibly important. I agree with you there. Now, you mentioned North Carolina. I know that's where you're from. Was there a little bit of controversy because you ended up representing New York, or what happened?
No, I wouldn't say there was any controversy. I mean, there were a few critics that said I wasn't a real New Yorker and I didn't have real New York grit. But I mean, everyone says, I can't say this enough, everyone says that your first year in New York is the hardest. And there were days when I wanted to give up. I wanted to just go back to North Carolina because it's rough. You're in a new city. I grew up my whole life in North Carolina, and I've overcome a lot of adversity. But New York was really tough.
What made you go to New York?
Well, I was awarded a Lincoln Center Fellowship, a Lincoln Center Education Awards Fellowship. It's been going on for about 16, 17 years now, where they take six students from the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, where I went. Mm-hmm. And so I was really blessed to have that opportunity. I interviewed and applied for the fellowship, and I was awarded that along with five of my peers who I'm still really close to now. And so that's what brought me to New York.
Oh, that's awesome. Born and raised in North Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. How come you have zero accent?
I don't know.
Because that's one of the stronger accents in the South out there.
Definitely. But it's weird. My mom was about a few months ago and I was home. She was playing this video of me and I sounded so country.
Really?
I mean, I was probably 5 years old and it's just like they're a harsh twang. So I don't know how I grew out of it. but I did. I mean, even when I first moved to New York, people are like, where are you from? I don't hear an accent. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I just grew out of it.
You could have told me you're from LA. I would have believed you. So do you have family still in North Carolina?
Yeah, like,
how are they doing with the hurricane and everything?
They're doing good. They're not they're not by the coast, which is nice.
Okay.
I mean, they probably will get a lot of rain, but I have a lot of friends that are being affected that do live closer to the coast. So I'm asking for prayers for them because it's kind of rough and it's really sad that this is happening.
Is there a Mr. America in your life?
Are you asking if I have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, but he said that the title of Mr. America is really, you know, it's a lot. So
it's a lot of pressure.
Responsibility.
A lot of pressure.
Is he in New York or is he in
New York?
He's in. Oh, so you met him out there?
No, we've been. We were in the same, like, we had mutual friends throughout college.
Okay, so that's been not good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Are you planning to stay in New York? Would you like to come out here in L.A.?
Oh, well, I don't know. This is my first time in L.A., so I have to fill it out.
Oh, it's your first time.
Yeah, I have to fill it out, but I do really love New York. As a songwriter and composer, that seems to be more of my scene.
Okay.
But, I am interested in film scoring because I have 2 degrees in music composition, so L.A. might be the move down the road.
Look at that. Mom and Dad did a great job right here. All right. Before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, answers, all right? Okay. Worst subject in school?
Oh, math.
You and I both.
Math.
My God. Childhood dream job.
I wanted to be a famous singer like Whitney Houston.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Number one thing on your bucket list?
Oh, gosh. I really want to go to like the Oscars or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be really cool.
Song you can't get out of your head?
I really like that Boot Up song by Ella May.
Yeah.
Ella May,
right.
That's a good song.
Yeah,
the bop.
That's a jam right there. Who plays you in the Nia Franklin biopic?
Oh my gosh. I'm only 25. But you know who could play me? Like if they did the younger.
Who's that?
Her name's like Marseille. She's from Blackish. Diana Blackish.
Oh yeah. She's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of shade and I feel like I was like that when I was younger.
How many brothers and sisters you have?
I have a little sister and a little brother, but they're not like little. My sister's 23 and my brother is about to be 19.
I'm about to be 19 right there. Yeah. I'd watch that movie. That sounds good. All right. Well, very nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you too.
And congratulations on everything. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram @Miss America. Nia, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.